There was a time when I was named Prem, and I couldn't say Prem. I couldn't pronounce my own name. Who was I then? Somebody else? Gaga Gugu? Can you imagine? All of us would be named Gaga Gugu. We all said Gaga Gugu. So, nice to see you, Gaga Gugus. But it's not that. It's nothing to do with it. What is the reality? Unless you can get to that, rest doesn't matter. People in their lives, oh my God, I have this problem. You know, you're not that unique. You're pretty unique, you're not that unique. Let me explain something. This problem that you're experiencing, it's used. Somebody else had it before. And now you have it. And when it's done with you, it'll go find somebody else. They're not unique. It feels like unique, but they're not unique. Because in this life, in this existence, find that lake, the lake of serenity, and swim, and feel. And that's how gratitude comes. That's the true gratitude. True gratitude does not have to be taught. We teach our kids. Say thank you. I, my own daughter, with my grandson. And what do you say? And he goes, thank you. And I was thinking about that one day. What is gratitude? So gratitude truly is when somebody does something for you that is good. And because that made you feel good, you take some of that goodness and you give that in return to that person. That's gratitude. Not thank you. This is what we need to teach. Gratitude is extremely important. But we have shortchanged it by this word called thank you. Indians have the similar word, is called sorry. They say it for everything. Sorry, 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 sorry. It's almost like thank you to them. But we're starting to teach words where then what needs to be taught is feeling. So, in the same way, peace is not this word, peace. Peace is something else. It cannot be described. And that's what you need to feel every day in your life.